Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parents in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice, and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, there are plenty of times where none of us know what we're doing.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. You shouldn't settle for just any old pair of leggings. You deserve something better, something designed with you in mind, like the new Inspire leggings by Kalia, their most versatile collection yet, made for any workout. They're lightweight, buttery soft, breathable, and made with Lycra adaptive fiber, which molds to your body for a barely there supportive fit. It's perfect for wherever your wellness routine takes you. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
As a plant-based cheese company, Daiya has never talked about beef in an ad before, because someone somewhere once had a beef with saying beef and plant-based together. So putting a slice of Daiya cheese on a beef burger, not okay. Well, our delicious melty cheese has a beef with your beef about beef, because any step towards plant-forward eating is a step in the right direction. Daiya, 100% plant-based, even if you're not. Now made with Daiya Oat Cream Blend.
Hello, you're listening to Parent in Hell with...
Landy Lou. Yeah? Can you say Rob Beckett?
Beckett.
Say it again, Rob.
Rob Beckett.
And can you say Josh Widdicombe?
Josh Widdicombe.
Very nice, Landy.
Not again. No.
Oh, right, let's address a couple of things.
Yeah. Go on. Address
Landy
away.
Lou.
Landy Lou.
You know, we all know what we're addressing here.
Yeah, we all know what we're addressing.
Landy. Right,
so the child's not called Landy Lou.
Thank God for that. I thought it was a Teletubby.
So Landy Lou's like their play name for the child. Like,
their play name?
Like, you know, like Lou calls you...
Bob or Bobbles.
Does she call you Bobbles?
Big Dick.
Right, yeah, Big Dick, yeah.
Strong Shaft, yeah?
Strong Shaft. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Rob, Bobby. Yeah, Bobs.
Yeah.
What does Rose call you? What's your play name?
Oh, God, no. I don't want to get involved in
Come
it.
Come on. Joshy.
No, it's not Joshy, actually. We've got...
Widders?
We've got one. Rose will kill me for saying it, but...
It's all right.
It's fine. It's Putnam.
Putnam?
Yeah, because I thought she once called me Putnam by mistake. And then...
Right, okay.
I said, did you call me Putnam?
I can imagine that. Putnam?
Yeah. Did you call
Putnam?
Me Putnam? And now it's...
Did you call me Putnam?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's your Putnam. So when would she say Putnam? Like...
When there was no one else there.
Right, okay. But like in a just in like a playful, like if you're like not well, she'd go, oh, my little Putnam, not well.
Or is it, no, have you seen how she... You're not aware how she reacts when I'm ill, Rob. I can tell you for free that's never happened.
Putnam, pass me the milk. Would it be a bit more?
Do you
like,
know what? Sometimes it's abbreviated to Putz.
Putz.
It wouldn't be like there's not much of. Oh, my little Putnam's ill. I can tell you that for free. It's more just Putz. Can you pass the milk? Putnam. Yeah, more like Putz. Can you? And it goes both ways. I'd call her Putnam as well, I think.
Right, even though you never got that, but it's just the Putnams that. Right. Yeah. Okay. Everyone's got those little names. I was in a work environment once,
yeah,
and was all got drunk and was going round the different people who had different names, and everyone was giving their silly names. So it's Putnam, or I call Lou Weezy the Weasel, and she calls me Bobbles and stuff. So everyone's got little things. And it got to one person around the table and he went, no. Pardon? He went, no, there isn't. Just my name. Fair enough. Efficient.
Yeah. Right. Stop me if I've told you this before. When I was at university, my friend texted me instead of texting his girlfriend. Have I said this before, Michael?
I don't think I've heard it.
I can still remember it word for word. she'd gone into town and he'd obviously tried to call her and she hadn't picked up. And then he texted me by mistake downstairs in our shared house.
Yeah.
And it said, just wanted to give you a snuggle call.
I couldn't be friends with him.
Wait, it gets worse. And then it said, I hope you're having a snunky time.
Snunky.
And then it finished with, Munker loves monkey.
Munker loves monk. Oh, my God. People are disgusting, aren't they? I'd rather see them fucking in my bed than read that. I'd have more respect. I'd shut the door. I'd go, clean the sheets, have a good time. Yeah, when one of my mates, when he first got a girlfriend, he was like, well into, like everyone is, you sort of properly go for it. But he was like,
you can't believe it, can you? You're
just like, this person that's fit, like, let's be like, be near them. And we go out and we kiss and stuff. Anyway, he was like, you know, some people are big spoon, little spoon, but sometimes as a bloke, you sort of keep the little spoon stuff. You keep putting the low down. Yeah, you got street cred, do you know what I mean? But he would literally like fold up in her lap, like in Wetherspoons, like cuddling into her. We used to call him Flat Pack. Because he used to just sort of like fold up into her lap.
Oh my
God. Come on, mate. Anyway, Putnam, what's Landy Lou's story?
So the child's called, still a rare name, I've not heard, Lando, L-A-N-D-O.
No, I've heard Lando before. Lando Norris is a racing driver. It's a posh name.
Right. This is Lando, or Landy Lou, who is almost three saying your names. As you can hear from the clip, I had to ask her twice, as she was quiet the first time, and then she said not again. Avid listener of the pod and everything you both do. My husband has said a few times, if it's not Rob, Rom or Josh, you're just not interested, are you? Lando, almost three, in brackets female, from Tunbridge Wells, Kent. Thank you for doing what you do. You don't know how much you've helped me the last year when times have been tough. Oh, that's nice.
Well, I think Lando, I've only ever known it as a boy's name. However, what was concerning me about Landy Lou was, if she calls her kid Landy Lou, she'll end up saying Landy Lou when they're older. Because I've seen like 17-year-old boys like who've come up to me for a photo and or like just in the shops and they'll be like, oh no, and you know, and they're a bit awkward, but they're like got half a beard but not, and they're like a bloke, but they're not, but they're still out with their mum. And then when you hear them say like, Andy, come on, Andy, see, his name's Andrew. He's like, come on, Andy Pandy. And like, yeah, that, you know, yeah, oh, yeah. And he just goes, oh, fuck off, mum. Mum, just fuck off. Just call me Andrew, mum. Fuck off. I'm not Andy Pandy anymore, mum. So Landy Lou for a boy, but Landy Lou for a girl's quite, I like that. But you haven't heard of Lando for a girl? I think it's Italian, isn't it?
It might be. I don't know.
Short for Orlando.
You know, in terms of kids' nicknames, do you remember Michael Jackson had a kid called Blanket? Was that their nickname or their actual name? Do you remember that?
I can't imagine he's up on his admin. If you're Michael Jackson, do you take your kid to the council to register?
Blanket was actually his nickname. His real name was Prince Michael Jackson II.
Okay, so of course, Michael, yes. Prince Michael Jackson II. But his nickname was Blanket.
When I heard Michael's voice, I thought 100% he's saying, move on, we're not including any Michael Jackson stuff in this podcast.
I was like, let's skirt over that. Or he's one of them, you know, them people that you are like quite normal and get on with day-to-day life and you don't think anything of it. But if you go, God, Michael Jackson, he was a bit funny, wasn't he? And then they turn into this sort of super, well, I think you'll find actually, that court case was a complete disgrace. You're like, okay, you're one of those Michael Jackson fans.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's not, I like you, so let's not talk about that. Let's keep that separado. Okay, Blanket. Oh dear. Anyway, Landy Lou. Landy, I think Landy Lou's a nice name for a girl. Good on you.
Bit of a issue, Rob, at the Widdicombe house.
Sure. When isn't there one?
When isn't there one? No, so it wasn't that big an issue, but it did. You're like, I'm not really on the ball here. So we're in a bit of a situation that you're in with my daughter. Really loves doing clubs.
Right. Yes.
So she's she's doing a lot of clubs, but she signed up to piano because you do it during the school day.
But yeah, that's exactly what my daughter did. Yeah.
So they take you out. So it doesn't feel like an extra club. It just feels like
you're missing a bit of science.
She really likes the music teacher. She gets to hang out with the music teacher and play some piano.
Sure.
Great. So she did her first piano lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get the email saying, so buy the book. Here's the book you need to buy. Fine.
Of course. Oh, do you like something? Give me 100 quid. Did your kid like something? Give me 250. Oh, okay. Well, they've been there for 20 minutes.
We didn't have to buy it off the music teacher.
I know, but I feel like that's all that happens. Oh, your kid likes that. 100 quid. What? You need that now. Why? Lend her one. So lend her a guitar.
Well, that's the problem, Rob.
Yeah.
This is what happened. And they were like, and so if she could practice this during the week, I was like, what? We haven't got a piano. I didn't know we had to have a piano for piano lessons. How are we going to get a fucking piano?
So take her to our hotel. Stick her in the in the bar.
Take her to King's St. Pancras.
Yeah. So that chained up one. I always feel like those, you know, the pianos that are in train stations that are chained up. Yeah. Obviously, so it's not to be stolen, but I sort of feel like it's because they're quite aggressive if they're left. They're like aggressive ones that couldn't be in a band. Elton John's piano is at Radio 2, just sat there doing nothing. I've never seen anyone play it.
Every time I go into Radio 2, I think, should I have a go on that?
They've got a coffee machine at Radio 2 that they've not changed. It's the same coffee machine, like for the station, right? That they've not changed since I've been at Radio 2, like not even my own show as a guest. So it's going back probably 12, 13 years, same coffee machine.
Yeah.
And I feel like Harrison Ford was in last week.
He could have brought one.
Oh, no, but you can't serve him up from that. Come on. It's Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford in Radio 2? What's he doing, covering for Vernon Kay?
No, so when sometimes I go in the week to do bits and bobs, and I walk past, and like Zoe Ball, if she can't get him live, Zoe Ball will stay around and do him at like 10 or 11 in the morning.
Yeah,
so you just walk past, like Harrison Ford. Johnny Marr was there the other day. It's quite exciting.
Was he?
Yeah. So what was we talking about? Something else. What was he talking about? Piano. So what are you doing? A keyboard?
We're going to have to buy a keyboard, aren't we? Yeah, we're not going to get a piano.
Well, I don't know. You're pretty creative.
Oh, no. I can't be tinkling the old ivories in the evenings.
Putnam. Not Putnam's game.
Not Putnam's. Don't ruin it. What? Rose is already going to be angry.
Oh, Putsy. Chill. Are you okay, Putsy?
No, she doesn't call me Putsy. That. Thank God for that.
You said Putz. Putz.
Let's not go into it, Bobbles.
Num-nums? Putnam's? Num-nums? Some num-nums for num-nums.
Num-nums is what we call kissing.
Num-num.
No, it's not. Some num-nums for putts. That's what I say when we're watching TV in the evening. Now, Rob, what have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Well, not what I've been up to. My daughter's been up to. My daughter came home from school the other day and went, I don't think the world's going for me anymore, Dad. I think the world's.
Oh my God.
I think the world's going against me.
Oh my God.
I was like, all right. Negative Nelly. And she. By the way, that's not me giving away my daughter's name for the Bridget Jones crew. anyway, so what happened to her? Well, I fell off a bench and hurt my knee. And I went, oh, did someone push you off? She went, no, I just fell off. I went, what, you just sat on your own? She went, yeah. I went, well, you got to sort of take a bit of responsibility yourself there, I think. Yeah. That's sort of like that. I wouldn't say that's the world. Unless gravity's you got beef with gravity. And then she went, and then I hurt both my legs. I was like, oh, what happened? She went, I did cross country.
They're doing cross country?
She's like in year 3 now. She's nearly 8. So between 8 and year 6, they do like some cross country practice or something. But then anyway, they sent an email out going, hi guys, today your kids are going to do some cross country. That was in their PE kit anyway. Those that are quick will be selected to represent the school at a meet next week on Tuesday. And if they'll be picked up at 2 p.m. they'll miss the last hour of school and then they'll be dropped back at school at 6 p.m. I'm like, hang on.
I'm going to say something, Rob.
What's that?
I'm going to say, the school forgot that they were doing cross-country meet and that the last minute.
It's a panic.
Like,
it's a panic run. Panic run around the school field. Yeah. So I was like, but hang on. I was like, but what's weird about this is, right, all the other things at school they do, like my kids do, it's like swimming. I think the only other sort of team that's got is like the swimming. I think it's a swimming team for whatever. But they were like, oh, if they want to be in the swim team, they'll come to the club and then they'll do trials to see if you can get in kind of thing. And it's all like, if you want to be in it, come and do it. But this was like, we're going to make them all run and then select. And I thought, the reason that is, no child wants to do cross country.
No. No one. Fucking awful.
And I don't
fucking hated cross country.
But I think that's because really, most children are quite pure and trauma free. And the only reason adults run that far is demons. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's the only. My daughter's like, oh yeah, like tennis, like football. They're fun sports. But I want to run across the countryside for ages in the cold and wet and mud and rain. I'm like, no child is
no
wants to
what
do
are you
that.
Running from Sebco? What, do you know what I mean?
Like, I know. I just look at. If you're running a marathon, normally if you're running a marathon, like there's something else going on there, isn't there? To run a marathon, you're not just doing that for fitness. There's a lot of other things to do. Normally it's people whose dad did one and they're trying to beat the time before they get old, which is, you know, pretty healthy. Keep that up. That'll make you happy.
Did you do cross country at school?
I came third last.
That's all right.
Yeah, running, I'm not really built for running. It's sort of not really my game, but I'm trying to do more of it on the dog walks. But did you like cross country?
I fucking hated it at school because obviously also asthma was really bad for me at school. And also we were in the country, so it was pretty like hilly.
Yeah, that is brutal. Because there's a different level to countryside. Like even where I am, like I'm not sort of deep countryside.
Yeah, if my daughter did cross country, she's not in cross country. She's running around a park.
Yeah, you're running around a park. But where you were, that is. But Beast of Bodmin, is that around there? Did you ever see the Beast of Bodmin?
No, that's North Devon. No, that's
same thing, isn't it? Same place.
South Devon. The Beast of Bodmin is real.
Is it?
Yeah.
So what is it? Just a couple of big cats that got released?
Yeah. Basically.
Has there been any sightings recently?
I think there's always sightings, but they're never quite good enough. I mean, there'll be a lot of people at home going, it's not real, but it feels...
It's not like
the Loch Ness Monster.
Which is complete falsehood, but at some point there probably was a big cat on the loose, whether it's still there or not.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Good. Glad we've got that cleared up.
I remember turning up to Sports Day, and I didn't like Sports Day.
I told you about the bloke who won the javelin, didn't I?
No.
We never got taught javelin at our school. We just, for some reason, missed it for whatever reason. So they all had to do javelin, but no one knew how to do javelin. And everyone just kept on fouling because it didn't land in it.
Yeah.
Or they stepped over the line. So in the end, the bloke who won just walked to the line and just stabbed it in the ground like a flag.
Yes. His brain's over brawn. Love it. Love it. Love it.
It's great, wasn't it?
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volbella XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When it comes to fitness, what's real? How about when it really, truly fits your life? That's how Anytime Fitness sees it. Because our coaches see you. It's how they build personal plans that work wherever you are and focus on everything that matters, from fitness to nutrition to recovery, all so you can push yourself further than ever or just through the next rep. It's total 360 support for a real difference. That's Anytime Fitness. That's real AF. Visit AnytimeFitness.com.
Oh, so this is a good tip, right? So for some weird reason, my five-year-old wanted to take her teddy into school and then was like, kicking off about it. And I think it was more just to kick off. So this is a good little tip that worked. I said, I tell you what, you can't take the teddy into school, but I can take the teddy with me today to do my jobs. So your teddy can go on an adventure. And then basically what I did was took like a photo of the teddy in the car with the seatbelt on, held the teddy up for a photo in the bank. And then I was in a cafe, so I put the teddy on a chair having to, like, pretending to eat my breakfast, and then put the teddy in the shower and a couple of little photos, and she was buzzing.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Did you have a bag, or were you carrying a teddy around?
I had a bag. So I had a work bag, and the teddy was quite small. However, I feel if you're bagless, you're in trouble. But it worked. But I could have got away with doing all them things in, like, the first hour of the day.
Yeah, of course. There's no time stamp. She wasn't saying, could you also have your phone in shot so that I can see the time?
Yeah, and then just, if you're on the train, swap seats. You've got one of the teddy on the way to work and on the way back to work.
Oh, this is good, Rob.
It's good stuff.
This is good. Teddy's day out.
Or toys day out. And then that way, the kid don't take it in. And then the kid's excited to see the pictures. However, if you forget to take the photos, that's a panicked dash around the house.
Oh,
pretending to find
your
phone as you take photos of a teddy. But yeah. that worked for us, which might help.
You're a very good dad, Rob. That's the thing people don't give us.
Do you know what? I don't think I am. I just think I'm quite a quick problem solver.
Yeah, you're creative.
Yeah, I'm a creative problem solver, I think is my... I've had to become very creative with my low... what should I call it? Skill
sperm
pool.
Count.
Low sperm count. But, you know, there's not many in there, but I will keep going at it. That's what they always say about me. Oh, the other thing as well. Right, so I've got a problem here, Josh, right?
Go on.
And then we'll do some correspondence. First of all, I can't get my kids to brush their teeth. Do yours keep avoiding it? Or are they good?
Yeah, so my son, he just sucks on the toothbrush, but I can do his teeth if he'll open his mouth.
Yeah, but he's too young
to
do it himself. But ours are old enough now to do it themselves, but they keep lying about
it. My daughter doesn't do it for long enough.
No, no one does today, though. That's the problem.
2 minutes is too long. Fucking mental.
I don't do it for 2 minutes.
No, I mean, maybe this is a sign of not wanting to ever be alone in my own thoughts, but normally when I'm doing my ablutions, whatever they'd be called at the end of the night, I'll put on a podcast or an audiobook.
Oh, what, just to do that?
Yeah.
See, I think that's the reason with the toothbrushing is people don't want to look at... Because you're in front of a mirror normally. 2 minutes and you can't talk or be distracted or have a conversation.
Well, because it's electric, I can't listen to my podcast.
So you're just staring at yourself.
You're just staring at yourself
before
for two
bed.
Minutes.
Yeah, maybe that's the problem.
And you're thinking, how much extra is this doing? Do you know what I mean? How much is still there, 1 minute 30 in?
You do sort of think, are my teeth that bad? Do I have to go to the dentist that often? Or does the dentist go, oh, we're a bit low on profits. Let's send a reminder out 6 months early. You know what I mean? Or like, oh, you must plaque.
Do you go to the go to the hygienist?
I do when I remember, but I'm not as regular as I'm probably supposed to go every year, but I'll probably go every 18 months, every 2 years to get it like properly clean.
I go dentist every year. I go hygienist every 4 months.
Yeah, I probably should, but I don't.
Yeah, but that keeps me on my toes a bit.
You need a little bit more anxiety about it. What's what annoys me about the dentist? You go in and go, oh God, these need doing. Yeah, so I'm fucking here. I'm not going to turn up with clean, perfect teeth, am I? You're a fucking dentist. Don't go to the mechanic with a working car, you fucking moron. Oh, these teeth are a bit dirty. Oh, you need a filling. Yeah, that's why I'm fucking here. I'm not doing it. Oh, knob. Fuck off. It really annoys me. Oh, God, these are a bit... Oh, it's all a bit... Because I've got this, like, metal bar behind
what?
My... I had a tooth taken out of my bottom set, right? But yeah. I've only had one tooth taken out, and it was a middle one there at the bottom, and it was protruding. It was making my jaw go forward a bit.
Your tooth down in the middle, then?
So I had one extra in the middle, so it looked a bit odd, and it was getting pushed out because I had too many teeth.
Yeah.
So they removed it, and then to bring them together, they put like a bit of a metal bar behind. But now it's impossible to clean, and I can't really properly clean it. So I need to go to the hygienist so I can get in and around it because it's a bit of metal. It's not my teeth.
Oh, wow.
And they always go, oh, it's dirty. Oh God, it's dirty in there. I was like, yeah, you put it in there. You put metal in my fucking mouth. And I was about 11.
So there's a bar so you can feel it with your tongue.
Yeah, tiny little, almost like if I was sort of like an indie chick and I had my nose pierced.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that, through the middle, through the snout.
And so when you're passionately kissing with Lou,
yeah,
is that a problem?
It. What's that?
She loves it.
Yeah,
she loves it.
That's what got her into me. The old bar. No, you can't. She would. I don't know what Rose is doing with her tongue when you kiss, but she's not like going around each tooth.
Oh, mate. What's she doing with her tongue? Very little. We are well beyond that stage, my friend.
My other issue. Oh, two things. One, did you know you can pay checks in on bank apps? You don't have to go in anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just found this out.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. I'm fully in favour of everything that's... When are you getting a cheque?
Oh, well, I got a rebate from the taxman for like 140 quid.
Can't they just put it in your account?
Well, I thought that. And I was like, well, and it was like, it's enough where... If it was like £18, I'd be like, I'd never get around to about 140. Like, you can't let 140 disappear.
Yeah.
But no, like, to go into a bank, to queue up, park, I was like, oh. Anyway, so I did it. But yeah, so I went in. But yeah, I didn't know you could. It was all right. Right little day, right little fun day in the bank for me, that was, Josh.
Whenever I go to the bank, I am 40 years younger than every other customer. No one of my age is going to the bank these days.
No, it's when you queue up, because sometimes you have to go in to do like a large transfer, if you like, when you're like moving house or paying for work or you need cash out for a car or something like that. You know. So I always find whenever I go there, I'm like queuing up with people like, It's either, it's like me or, and someone else that's got some sort of big life-changing transfer for a house or whatever.
Yeah.
And so it's me, and then there'll be a nan that has got no idea what day of the week it is, holding a paying-in book, eating like, poor cow, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Then there'll be like the dodgiest man ever with about eight grand in cash, just like, yeah, I just want to pay it in, and arguing about where he's got it from. And then there'll be like some sort of crackhead trying to like withdraw £7.50 saying, I've got to buy some drugs. And I'm stood there going, I think I should be in a different queue.
Well, there is the other queue, isn't there? There's that kind of hot desk at the front. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so the hot desk, that's it. Yeah, so at the moment, really, the hot desk is for any other biz, and then the little queue of thing is basically people that are going to die in the next 10 years that just can't be bothered with apps.
The queue at the windows is for things that you could definitely do on your phone if you're old.
But then I got dragged into that because I'm queuing up to pay a check-in. Do you think you could do it on your app? But I did go, fair enough, I'll do it. I didn't go, no, I'll queue. But I do think there's too many apps, though. Like, parking apps are getting out of hand. There's just so many different companies. And Ringo used to be green, right?
Yeah.
Now my app's pink. Mate, give me half a fucking chance here. Like, if you're going to change it to pink, change your signs to pink.
Yeah.
My mum and dad, after logging to their app to go swimming at their local council swimming baths, right? And it was so confusing. They drove down there in the end and went, look, we can't work it out. Can we just pay for swimming? They went, no, not today. They had to go back another day.
Oh, my God. I'm just trying to look what my most pointless app is. I've got apps I don't even know what they are. What is Impulse? Keep your brain sharp.
What's that?
When did I download that? Yeah, Ringo has gone pink.
Exactly. Why?
I've got a Plymouth Argyle app. I didn't even know there was an app.
That's green. People are getting confused with Plymouth tickets. This another problem I've got, right? So, yeah. I've always found trainers a bit too tight, right? Around the sides, but not tight enough to like all
You've
shoes.
You've got broad
and,
feet. You've got broad
got
feet.
Quite broad feet. Anyway, so over the summer, I bought myself a pair of, I'll give them a shout because I think they're the best, Hoka wide fit trainers. Right? And I love Hoka, they're very comfy, right? So I've worn them all summer because they're like mesh. They don't need to be waterproof in the summer. I've just basically worn them all summer and they're wired, right? They fit like an absolute glove. And basically I've realised I've got wide feet and I need special shoes.
Yeah.
Right, I need wide fit shoes. Like, I need to go to a special place for shoes, right? Because my feet are so wide.
Unlike me, who just wears a size two. So I've got broad feet, so I just have a lot of toe space.
I love the way you've rebranded it broad to make them sound big and intimidating.
Wide. I've got wide feet, so I've got a lot of toe space.
So, but what it was, I used to be able to fit into my shoes, but they were tight. However, I've been in the wide boys all summer. My feet are expressing themselves, Josh. I've never felt... No. I've got better balance. I feel like I'm clinging to the floor. I'm like a chimpanzee. I'm flying, right? I'm getting better at football. There's just more space when I'm running or walking. Now, I had to go and do a corporate the other night. I couldn't get my shoes on.
What?
My shoes fit.
Oh, no.
Because they've got bigger.
Oh, no.
And apparently,
that's
as well,
incredible.
Over time, your feet get, they don't get longer, but they get wider. That sometimes,
because they're kind of flattening down.
Yeah, and because I've not got like leather trainers keeping them bound in like a sort of geisha. So, but now shoes don't fit me and I don't know what to do. Then I messaged Hoka and said, hi guys, I need some, because I thought, do you know what I'll do is I'll just get a pair of like waterproof versions of what I've got. And
what?
Then
for what, smart trainers?
No, for like when I'm going for dog walks or going out with the kids and I'm day-to-day stuff, right? I'll just be that old man that wears two pairs of shoes, right? And then if I go out in the evening, I'll just have to wear tight shoes, right? Hey, madam, I was like, oh yeah, sir, we don't do any waterproofing wide. So I've got no shoes. I've got one pair of trainers that fit. Nothing else fits.
Why don't you just wear bigger shoes, Rob?
No, because then they're too long and they slip off. And even then, they're still a bit tight. I reckon I'm 11 wide, 9 long. So I can't wear 11s and it fits on the side.
You've
got
to wear 10s. You've got to wear 10s,
I can't
mate.
Wear 10s. It's still too tight, Josh.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
You're going to look mental in 11s. You're going to have such long feet.
I'm not wearing 11s.
You're going to have to just slowly bring your feet back in, aren't you? Do Hoka do smart shoes?
No, they just do running shoes, but they don't do waterproofing wides. So, look, Hoka, if you're listening, I'll do a, collaboration.
The smart wide boy wide fit. Shoes fit. Here we go.
Oh, leave it out.
Wide fit shoes.
Wide fit.
Wide fit smart shoes. Here we go.
They're going to be awful, aren't they?
Widefitshoes.co.uk.
Adidas,
here we go.
Adidas
Rob.
Come up quite narrow, so I've never really wear. I could never wear Adidas. Really, always used to hurt my feet. Wide fit.
Here
shoes.
You go, Rob. There's a whole website for people with wide feet.
I'm part of a new gang.
Look, widefitshoes.co.uk. When this is my small business shout out for. It looks like a big business, but I'm.
Shop by width.
Like you can shop by width. Shop by condition. Hammer toe, swollen feet, bunions, arthritis, diabetics.
No, they're just
shoes with removable insoles.
Strong.
What do you want? A loafer or a canvas shoe?
I'll have a loafer. A smart loafer.
There you go. There's one product. Oh, it's bad.
Smart loafer.
Oh, it's bad, Rob.
Giacomo wide leather shoes. Fuck's sake.
This is you.
I've got to go to Giacomo for my shoes. I've got to go wide fit, and I.
I should say, Rob. You can get some top brands on here.
Can I?
So trainers-wise, you could get New Balance, Nike, Skechers.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a whole new world, because I've just realised nothing fit me forever, Josh. And I just thought that's just what my feet
I'm
were
worried
like.
That I've got broad feet, but I'm not. I'm just. But I'm going to stick with the geisha thing at the moment. No, don't. I'm not joining you.
No, but once you go wide, your feet start enjoying the freedom. It's like Jack Grealish when he signed for Man City. He just went up a level. There's just more space on the pitch.
It took him a year to get there though, didn't it?
But it I just did. Think that's what I'm in that year.
I think I was listening to Diary of a Podcast CEO thing.
Yeah.
And he was talking about he wears these shoes that feel more like you're walking on the ground and it's better for you.
Right.
And I just thought,
I like big foamy bouncy ones.
I just let me like my shoes rather than feel that they're doing it. I just don't want to have to feel guilty about my shoes.
I think self-improvement has got out of hand. Just as long as you're not a wreckhead, you're fine as you are.
Come on.
No one needs to beat the 5K
PB. I can't, please don't let me feel guilty about my Converse.
I've beat my 5K PB. Who cares? No one gives a fuck, mate. It's only going to get slower, then we all die. Right, do you want to do some correspondence quickly and then small business?
Correspondence, yeah. Well, I've done my small business already, Rob.
What's your small business?
The wideshoes.co.uk.
Wideshoes.co.uk. Big up the wide way. Anyone else out there got wide feet and any tip? Like, poor old Michael with the inbox. Just someone. Hello, I've got wide feet. Cheers, bye.
No, I also have wide feet, so genuinely I'm fascinated by this. So please do email in.
You got wide feet?
Do all men have wide feet?
Right,
is the whole thing? Because we've got three out of three here.
Right, okay.
Is this just a fucking. A shoe's the wrong fucking shape? Because we've got 100% wide foot. Like.
Mine, honestly, I look at trainers, and that's why I used to buy canvas ones so I could have overhang.
Yeah.
You know, like, because if you have proper tight leather, you can't squeeze them in. But some are all right. Some brands are better than others. But look, if there's any running company, shoe company that wants to do a wide boy Beckett fit, I'm up for a collab, Josh.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to do that. I want to bring this to the masses. I want you and Michael.
Call them wide
to
boys.
Walk. You're the wide boys. Bobby Beckles,
let's be honest, Rob. Let's be honest. We know Adidas have got a lot of money they need to reassign for a link up with a celebrity.
And I've got no views. And I tell you what,
no.
I will say to Adidas or Nike, New Balance, whoever it is, Hoka, what view do you want me to have? Send me the money.
Well, I imagine they want you to have no view because that's
no
the
views.
Most profitable.
That's perfect. No views. No opinions, no views, no principles. We're the wide boys.
Let's get the Rob Beckett wide boys
going. I just want a shoe that fits, Josh. Do you know what I mean? That's all I want.
Let's have a think about how fashionable that would be. You're walking along the street, someone goes, oh, what's your new shoe? And you go, have you watched 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown? Because there's a guy on that called Rob Beckett.
Sure, yeah.
And he's got wide feet.
Yes.
And so he's developed a wide shoe called Wide Boys.
Wide shoes, narrow views.
Wide shoes. No, narrow views. No,
that's
sounds.
Bad, isn't it? Yeah. No
wide
views.
Wide views.
No views. What?
I don't think, I mean this, I don't know how cool it's going to be.
Yeah.
And then you could sing Wild Boys by... Duran Duran.
Wide Boys.
Wide Boys.
Wide Boys.
Wide Boys.
Wide Boys. As I walk, Wide Boys. Wide Boys. Comfy. Honestly, mate, get a pair of the Hoka Wide and they will change your life. You can
spread
your toes.
I don't want it to change my life, Rob.
Well, mate, but it's so much better, Josh.
I once bought a pair of Ilina Stasi, the Adidas trainers.
He sounds like a dictator.
he was a Romanian tennis player from the 70s and 80s.
Okay, fair enough.
So they were like these retro Adidas trainers. They only had them in an 8 and I'm a 9.
Right.
But I really like them.
Classic.
Bought them.
Nah.
I got an ingrown toenail, Rob.
Oh, why? You won't get that with white boys. Cool. You can be as cool as you want, but if you've got an ingrown toenail, you're not walking, baby.
You could say that in the advert. You could say, do you know what's cool? Letting your feet live.
Do you know what's cool? Being comfortable, okay? Do you know what's cool? Being able to walk without, oh, can we stop for a bit? My feet ache. Pathetic. Get in your wide boys. Slip them on. It's like having your foot in a soup of gold. Sounds horrible, actually.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I vividly remember that Rose said the oldest we ever sounded on this podcast was when we discussed how shoes, they need to develop more comfortable shoes because shoes weren't as comfortable as trainers.
See, that was when there was something in the back of my mind and I knew I was a wide boy. Do you know what I mean? And I've realised that's why other people aren't into the comfortable smart shoe, because we've been in the wrong shoes too long. And I tell you what, if Rose and Lou, if you're listening, well, gutted, you're married to two boring old fuckers that are 40-odd. So just get with it, deal with it, and we're all going to slowly decay and we're only going to get worse and more annoying. It's up to you if you stay.
I'd advise Lou to stay at least until the patent has cleared on wide boys so that you get half of it.
Right, I'll do a parenting foul and then we'll do a small business shout out. Hi, Rob and Josh. A few months ago, we decided to potty train our toddler daughter. All was going well and we were delighted when she started to tell us when she needed to go. One evening, I needed to pop to the shop, a 2-minute walk from our house, leaving my husband with our newborn baby at home. Our little girl asked to come with me. Whilst in the queue to pay, my daughter told me she needed a wee. As we were early on with the potty training and she was given approximately 30 seconds warning, I knew we wouldn't make it home. So I put down the shopping and popped out to let her do a wild wee round the side of the building. Imagine my horror when the wee turned into a poo.
Oh, no.
And my further horror when I realised my pockets were completely empty bar my phone. Not a tissue or piece of paper in sight. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
I had no other choice but to pick up the poo in my bare hands and deposit it in the nearest bin.
Oh, my God.
Absolute parenting low. Oh, that is awful. Thanks for making us laugh from Lydia. Oh, Ewan, but with a J. So it looks like Juan, but it's actually Ewan. That must be a fucking nightmare, that. With B. No, I'm just... Hello, my name's Ewan. How do you spell that? J, pardon. Hi, I'm Ewan. With a J, yep, thanks. And B-E-A, and baby Sid, all the way from the Isle of Man. Oh, dear, to be fair, I've seen worse than that in the Isle of Man when I've been there.
I've just listened to your Hook a Suck episode on my commute to work, and it gave me a flashback to last year and arranging a Jubilee party for the street where I live. Hook a Suck was when I did Hook a Duck, but... I think there was a mess up in the WhatsApp group or something. So, I have a tendency to swear a lot and was fed up with my phone auto-correcting the word fuck to duck. My messages would say, for duck's sake, we've all been there. This annoyed me greatly. So one day, I decided to change my auto-correct settings. From then on, every time I type the word duck, I set auto-correct to change it to fuck. Problem solved. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
However, one day when messaging our street group arranging the Jubilee Street Pie, I made reference to one of our lovely neighbours, Carol, in her 70s, playing Hook a Duck. To my horror, I forgot the autocorrect change, hit send, and the message referred to Carol playing Hook a Fuck. I didn't know you could change your autocorrect, did you?
I didn't know that Carol was hooking fucks left, right and centre.
Oh, exactly. Very quickly, I had to apologise to the High Street for the offence. Keep it sexy and relatable. Hannah Gregg from Bognor Regis, West Sussex.
Oh, Bognor. I love a bit of Bognor.
Have you been to Bognor?
Yes, I have been to Bognor. Done a gig in Bognor.
Have you?
Yeah, they've got a little theatre for a warm-up gig. It's good.
Oh, lovely.
Bognor's quite a fun place because it's sort of like... It hasn't got the nicest name, has it? But it's actually
is it
all
nice
right.
that it sounds?
Mmm. Yes, but I wouldn't, you know, you're not going to the French Riviera.
No.
You're not, I wouldn't say you're blown up. I wouldn't say you leave Bognor Regis going, I cannot believe
that place is called Bognor.
Yeah. I think you go, oh, it's quite nice here, isn't it? It's not too bad.
Yeah.
Is that okay? I don't upset the people of Bognor Regis,
no,
but
cool.
It's got
that's
a nice seaside.
Exactly. It's all good. It's all good.
Dear Rob and Josh and Michael and the rest of the team who make the podcast happen, this is a small business shout out to all the Pick Your Own Pumpkin farms in the UK who opened this October. We run Pick Your Own Pumpkin in Ashford, Kent, not too far from you, Rob, to bring the girls. We started to Pick Your Own site in 2014 when my second baby was 8 months old and he spent the entire October in a sling whilst I sold pumpkins out the back of a horse box, proper farm style.
Oh, yes,
since
please.
The event has grown and it's become a bigger family affair, each year we support a local charity and this year we are working with Club Awesome, that's spelled AUSOME, who are a Kent-based charity supporting families with children who have disabilities or additional learning needs. Would really love the shout out. And the website for booking is www.pickyourownpumpkin.farm. Keep up the great work.
That's cool, isn't it?
It's good, isn't it? I mean, it's not too far from you, Josh. Once you get through the Blackwall Tunnel, it's about half hour, 40 minutes. So it's very doable.
Once you get through the Blackwall Tunnel, Rob, that's the big one though, isn't it?
Go early, you'll be all right all weekend. Yeah. Keep up the great work. I listen to you each week on the school run and completely blame Rob for my youngest learning the word fuck, complete with the South London accent. Thanks, Jem. Good luck to him.
Cheers, Jem.
Take your father. Look, the problem is, if you want to swear as an adult, you can't. If you've got my accent, you can get away with the odd fuck because it sounds like it's just a chat. Whereas if you're posh and you swear, it sounds like you're annoyed, you know. I can swear a lot more than someone like Ivo Graham, or Ivo Graham sounds like he's livid. Right, have you got a small business shout out?
Oh, well, I was going to do wide fit shoes, but I could do another one. Hi, Rob and Josh. Can you please give my best friend Hannah a small business shout out? Hannah makes water-resistant mats that you can sit on so you don't get a wet or mucky bum. They're easy to pop under the pushchair in your bag and mean that you can rest on any bench. Oh, that's good. Or patch of grass and not have to worry about the mess that could go on your trousers.
Ah.
Great for mums and dads that may need to find the nearest bench to feed their baby.
That is good.
She's made a wide range of fabrics and prints that you can choose from or pre-made ones available to purchase via Etsy. The mats come in kids' sizes too, so you can have ones to match. She also makes picnic mats and dog mats, perfect for the whole family. Her business is called Take a Seat, Rain or Shine. Social Ooh. Media is Take a Seat, Rain or Shine on Instagram, Facebook and Etsy. Thanks for making me chuckle. Come on. Sophie Wager.
Oh, I like that. Good name.
Chuckle? A bit more than that, please, Sophie. Come on, mate.
Chuckle. I find that mildly amusing. Josh, yeah. I'll see you on Friday.
See you on Friday. Bye.
Hi, guys. Fatia El Ghori here. Quick question, bruv. Do you like to laugh? Do you like to give money to good causes? Course you do, bruv. Course you do. Well, listen, on Thursday the 2nd of November at Hackney Empire, I'm hosting a comedy night with a star-studded lineup. Heard of Rob Beckett? Jack D? Kerry Godiman, Axel Blake, Joanne McNally, Harry Hill. Well, yeah, I pulled some strings, didn't I? They're all going to be joining me to raise money for the British Red Cross, Morocco Earthquake and Libya Floods Appeal. It's a win for your dopamine levels and your morals. So get your tickets at Hackney Empire or Ticketmaster. See you there, innit?